A Love of Science, Biography. Have you ever been so disappointed that you thought you'd never get over it? Gregor Mendel is one person who suffered a major setback, yet his life story proves it's possible to emerge from disappointment happier than ever. Mendel was born in 1822 in what is now the Czech Republic. From an early age, he loved science. Sadly, he failed an important exam that would have allowed him to become a science teacher. Mendel refused to label himself a failure, however, and would not let this disappointment keep him from a life of science. He decided he would do scientific research on plants in his garden instead. In 1856, Mendel began studying how a physical attribute or trait is inherited in plants. Other scientists at that time suggested that traits passed on from one generation to the next combined to form a new and different trait. Mendel didn't think this was true. Looking at the pea plants in his garden, he saw plants with either purple flowers or white flowers, and plants with either long stems or short stems. He never saw any pea plants with purplish-white flowers on medium-sized stems. For 8 years, Mendel worked on the selection, breeding, and study of tens of thousands of pea plants. He discovered that specific traits appeared, disappeared, or reappeared in a generation, but that the traits never combined. This is also true for animals and humans. It explains why a parent with blue eyes and a parent with brown eyes might have a child with either blue eyes or brown eyes, but not a child who has both one brown eye and one blue eye. In 1866, Mendel published his findings. Scientists did not denounce his research. Instead, they just never read it. Mendel died in 1884, hoping that someday scientists would praise him. In 1900, scientists finally read Mendel's study, and that's when they recognized the importance of his work. Today, Mendel is considered the father of genetics, the study of genes and heredity. Clearly, Mendel's revolutionary work was an expression of his love for science. However, it was his adaptation to an early failure that led to his later success.